On this special edition of the J. Ray Show, we pay tribute to the fallen St. Petersburg Police Department officer and his family. This goes out to Officer David S. Crawford and his family. Welcome everyone to the J. Ray Show. I usually come to you with movie reviews and events in the Tampa Bay area, but unfortunately today we will be going over the shooting that occurred in St. Pete last night around 10:30 and took another officer's life. This is the third officer in the St. Pete Police Department that has been killed, and it's the first killings in 31 years in the entire city of St. Pete. I'm just going to go ahead and read a little bit of the article here that is on the www.tampabay.com/news/public-safety/crime/St. Pete Police search for killer as they mourn another fallen officer. The search was focused on an area bounded by 4th Street South and 16th Street South, 4th Avenue South, and 15th Avenue South. Police said they had reason to believe the shooter was still there Tuesday morning, and it was unclear whether Crawford's killer was injured in exchange of gunfire. The shooting occurred just after 10:30 p.m. near 8th Street and 3rd Street South. Crawford, a 46-year-old man and a 25-year veteran of the department, was taken to the Bayfront Medical Center, where he was finally pronounced dead. His family was at the hospital early Tuesday morning. Police said Crawford was shot multiple times, but also returned fire. Officer Chuck Police Heron said at a news conference just after 2 a.m. that it hurts and it stings. This killer has taken someone very precious to us, a member of our family. He called on the public for any information related to the shooting. At 6:18 Tuesday, a white van left Bayfront Medical Center. Uniformed and plainclothes police officers lined up along the driveway on either side of the van and saluted as it passed. Accompanied by two police cars with emergency flashing lights, they headed down 6th Street South in St. Pete. About a dozen officers were in front of a trauma center just before dawn. Here was the police account of what happened Monday. About 10:30 p.m., Crawford and Officer Donald J. Ziegler, 41, went to the 700 block of 3rd Avenue South to investigate a report of a suspicious person. Ziegler arrived at 10:34 p.m. and Crawford a few seconds later. A resident reported seeing a man holding a broken brick and walking into the backyard. The resident suspected the man was going to commit a burglary, police said. Crawford drove around the area and found the prowler near the southwest corner of 2nd Avenue South and 8th Street. He parked and approached the man. At 10:37, Ziegler reported an exchange of gunfire. He told dispatchers that an officer had been shot. Ziegler found Crawford on the pavement near his police cruiser. He had been shot multiple times at close range and was taken to Bayfront Medical Center. The suspect ran south. He was described as a black male in his late teens or early 20s who was wearing a dark hooded shirt. Chris Manger, 30, who lives in the area of the shooting, said he was watching TV with his girlfriend when he heard as many as 10 shots coming across the street from his house. Michael Ponce de Leon was driving through downtown when he saw Crawford leaning against a police car and fall to the ground. He jumped out of the car as his brother called 911. Ponce de Leon recounts the situation. He said the blood was everywhere and he was just basically mumbling. I couldn't make it out. I was pretty scared. He said he stayed with the officer yelling at him in an attempt to keep him conscious until police arrived. The city of St. Petersburg is still coping with the shooting deaths of Officer Jeffrey A. Yazlowitz and Thomas Batinger, who were killed on January 24th in a confrontation with an armed suspect in an attic. Police laid siege at the Hydrin Lacey's home at 3734 28th South with armored vehicles, nearly destroyed it until his body was found a few hours later. As I saw their faces tonight, not again. This came from Chuck Harmon as he looked at the faces of his officers. Crawford was sworn in as a police officer on July 13, 1985. Please take this time with me as we remember Officer David Crawford and his family. I feel like there's one more thing that needs to be said. With the deaths of these three officers, it's very clear that we don't know when our life is going to end. We all drive to work. We play with our kids. We go golfing. We go to church. We put money in the bank. We eat our breakfast, our lunch, and our dinners. And sometimes we may just forget how valuable this life is. I highly doubt these officers, all three that have been killed in St. Pete and the others that have been killed in Tampa Bay, I highly doubt that they knew when they were going to respond to that call that their lives would be in danger. It's a very sad day in St. Pete, mourning the loss of another fine officer. But it also serves a purpose to remember that this life is precious and we are given each breath. And we need to remember that it's a precious life and it can be taken at an instant. In the event that your life is taken in an instant, do you know where you're going to go when you die? I do, and I'd love to tell you. I know that I'm going to heaven because I believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross as my Savior. And He died for my sins. And He was buried for 3 days and rose up again. And since He is alive and lives forevermore, I know that since I believe, I have eternal life. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." Have everlasting life. That's present tense. I have everlasting life because I believe that. And listener, you can too. I'm not trying to use this as a religious focal point. I'm not trying to use this to spread what I believe. I'm just using this to help. I'm the host of The J. Ray Show, and we do broadcast every Friday. We usually focus on movie reviews and events happening in the Tampa Bay area, but I felt today I need to go a little bit out of character and make sure that we address what's happened in St. Pete. Please visit our Facebook page. E is for Epic. Sign into your Facebook account and search the page E is for Epic. You can also listen to this podcast and many others at audioboo.fm/the_J Ray_show. If you have any suggestions of show ideas or possible movies to review, please send us an email at yay_jrayshow@yahoo.com. Again, this podcast is dedicated to Officer David Crawford and his family in mourning. We thank you for everything that you've done, Mr. Crawford, and we will definitely be praying for your family. This has been a broadcast of The J. Ray Show.